ballot-o-rama is over, at least until November. So which proposals did the Supreme Court send to voters, Jack?
Well, we're going to be facing six things on the ballot, Rena. The only one the Supreme Court didn't send over was the casino gambling one. They decided that was unconstitutional, but we're going to vote on a bevy of things. That the one non-constitutional amendment is the proposed repeal of the emergency manager law, but we have an amendment on home health care workers' right to unionize and have a state registry. We have one on protecting collective bargaining for everybody. Got one that was sponsored by Maddie Maroon, the Ambassador Bridge owner, that would essentially prevent the state from building any other bridges. There's a renewable energy initiative that would require utilities to be 25% renewable by the year 2025. And there's so many of these things, it's hard to remember. And of course, perhaps the one the state is most afraid of, an amendment that would say there could be absolutely no tax increases without a statewide vote or a vote of two-thirds of the legislature.
Michigan's 11th congressional district in the southeast part of the state has two candidates now in the race to fill departed Thad McCotter's seat. Who are they? What's the term? What happens after that, Jack?
Well, actually, it's even more bizarre than that, Rena. There's actually three candidates because there's two different races. The primary this week, which costs $650,000, is to fill a partial term, which is less than a two-month term from November till January, in a district that after January doesn't exist anymore. So Carrie Bentivoglio, the Republican who won the primary for the full two-year seat, also won the primary here, but for the Democrats, Dr. Taj, Syed Taj, who is the nominee for the two-year seat, didn't run in this. He decided not to run in the special election. And there's a man named David Kirsten of Belleville, the only Democrat on the ballot, who put his name forth for the chance to be a congressman for 2 months.
The city of Wyoming said it did not want medical marijuana within its borders. But the Michigan Court of Appeals said not so fast. Why did it do that, Jack?
Well, this has nothing to do with whether the Court of Appeals likes marijuana or not. There's a long-established precedent that localities can't enact any legislation that conflicts with state law. And if you have the state law based on a constitutional amendment passed overwhelmingly by voters 4 years ago, says that medical marijuana is legal in Michigan. Of course, the sort of bizarre part about this is it's not legal in terms of the federal government, and that's why some people are saying, well, how can Michigan make it legal if it's not legal according to the federal government? Because just as state law trumps local, federal trumps state. However, the federal government says it won't enforce this law and won't try to prosecute something that a state is doing. So while it's technically illegal, apparently Michigan can do this. So it's sort of complex, but the bottom line is a city or a township or a county can't enact anything that is in violation of state law.
Well, good to know. Thanks a bunch, Jack. Have a great weekend.
I will do that, and I'll try to figure out these ballot proposals further. I think a lot of us will have to do that.